Vocabulary with Comments, List 24, Contract Verbs. Now, in this one, we have alpha, epsilon, and one omicron contract verb. Notice that among the verbs that occur 50 times or more in the New Testament, there is only one omicron contract, which is plerao, but more about that in a moment. So first are alpha contracts. Ganao. Now, notice that's with two noons there. Gamma, epsilon, noon, noon, alpha, omega. Ganao means I beget. We talk about Adam and Eve who begat many generations. Gana, generations, ganao. So you can hear the word ganao in the English word generation. Ganao means I beget. We saw earlier that erotao means to ask. Well, ep erotao means to ask strongly. And you can see we're attaching a preposition, a p, to erotao, and it strengthens the strength of the request. So instead of just asking, you're begging, you're entreating, you're asking strongly. Ep erotao means I ask strongly. Harao means I see. And we have the word panoramic, aura. Pan mean like all, remember, pas, pas, upon, means looking around at everything. So pan, aura, seeing everything. A panoramic view sees everything. Harao means I see. Now you'll notice that this one behaves differently, very oddly in fact, in its various tense stems, but more about that to come. Let's just worry right now about the present tense stem. Harao means I see. Now, the epsilon contracts. Akalutheo means I follow. And we may not know this word very well, but in the Catholic Church, an acolyte follows the priest, carrying the wine and water for Mass. So acolyte is from akalutheo, which means I follow. Zeteo means I seek. Zeteo. I seek. Kaleo means I call, name, or invite. I hear the word call in that. Call, eo. Maybe that helps you. It's not really a cognate, but kaleo. Kaleo means I call, name, or invite. Laleo means I speak. And we have the word glossolalia, which means speaking in tongues. It's, you hear that lalia is from laleo. Laleo, I speak. Parakaleo means I beseech, beg, or exhort. And here we go again. Remember, kaleo was just meant I request, but parakaleo strengthens it. I beseech. I'm not just requesting now. I'm beseeching, begging, exhorting. So parakaleo means I beseech, beg, or exhort. We have a word paraclete, who in John's gospel especially is the one called alongside us to encourage us, the Holy Spirit, the parakaleo, the one called, beseeched upon, called alongside us, parakaleo, I beseech, beg, or exhort. Poieo means I do or make. We have the word poem, written by a poet. They make poetry. They do poetry. Poieo, I do or make. Tereo means I keep. If you tarry, I will have to keep waiting. Maybe that helps you. Maybe it doesn't. Tereo means I keep. Tereo, I keep. And then our final contract verb is plerao. It is an omicron contract. It means I fill or fulfill, plerao. We have in English the word plenary, which means full. Plenary is from plerao, plerao, I fill or fulfill. And then quickly, the way that the plerao would decline in the primary active would not be plerao, plerao, ace, plerao, a. It would, once those vowels contract, it would sound like this. Play ro, play royce, play roy, play rumen, pleroute, plerousine. Sounds strange, but remember, just recognize that's a contract verb. That's why the personal endings look very odd where they were attached to the verb itself. The reason it looks odd? The vowels contracted and created these new forms. Pleroe, pleroice, pleroi, pleroumen, pleroute, pleroucine.